I like this band.
I don't know who it is. I like them. First of all, just before we get into our next subject, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're Facebook live streaming live. Facebook live streaming live. Does that make any sense?
Nope.
We're on Facebook, the video there. So go to our Facebook page and watch us on video. What else do I need to say? You can find us on the MyJoy Radio app and iTunes or Google Play and across the GTA on AM 1250 Joy Radio. We're in season 16 of the Drew Marshall Show, and this is the first time, really, I think we've ever talked about the marijuana. But, of course, everyone in Canada is talking about it because it became legal. So I had to admit, first of all, Johnny Wonder is here in the studio with us. He's co-hosting today's show. I don't know why I started talking like that. Are you a pot smoker?
I'm a sober man across the board.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
What Strombo calls that? What's that, straight edge? Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
It's not because I want to be. It's because I need to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, would you admit it if you're... Can you, like, if you could...
I don't drink. I don't smoke weed because I had to stop.
So I went to this place where they make the stuff.
Right.
And the first time I've ever seen a marijuana plant in my life, I open up a door and there's thousands of them in there, hundreds. And the guy walking us around the place kind of looks at me and goes, really? It's the first time? He's like, I kind of felt like I was a nerd compared to this guy. His name is Travis. I would say his last name, but it would just be a guess. Is it Canelos?
That's pretty solid, yeah.
The real way
to
say
it? That's it. No, you got it. Bang on. Sorry for stay.
And Katie. Oh, jeez. Why can't you guys have normal freaking names? Iraqi? No. Irachi?
Yorochi?
Yorochi.
Yeah, those are Greek names.
First one.
It is. Mine actually is too.
It's not.
Yeah, it's.
You guys just found this out about each other?
Italian, but really? Greek ancestry. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yorochi.
Yorochi.
Yeah, so Italian, my family's Italian, but way back, it's a Greek name.
Mm-hmm. Canelos is straight up.
Straight up.
From the Greek streets.
Straight up. Yeah, off Canelos. The boat Greek. Yeah.
Interesting
yeah,
how yeah. your last name has the word roach in it. As far as
I've heard that.
Never heard that before,
yeah,
have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Travis is the co-founder and director of business development at Up Cannabis, a federally licensed producer of cannabis serving the Canadian adult use consumer market. Sounds pretty official.
Yeah, it's as official as it gets.
Dude, first of all, let's talk about the place. So, barbed wire, big fences, automatic mm-hmm. gates, concrete building, looks like a bunker, no real signage or nothing. Code punching, you can't even get into the little foyer. It's not even a foyer, it's a death box. What did you say it was when you were waiting here?
The door on
yeah.
the entrance?
Yeah.
The kill box?
The kill box.
Yeah, the
kill box. So you stand in there and you got to wait and you sign the thing and then you get the thing and then you got a code and then you get one person at a time and then you go into this other room and you put on the booties and the hat and the birthing outfit, the whole thing. And then each room you got a code before you and then code to get out. It's ridiculous. You got nothing, hey?
No, those are...
Why has it got to be like that?
There are regulations from Health Canada and that's what we follow.
Does everybody... No, not everybody does it like
yep.
that.
Yeah, it's tight. Yeah, it's a tight ship. There's no question. And, you know, there are rules in place for that. And yeah, they're a little, you know, they're onerous sometimes for, you know, process flow. But we work with them, right, Katie?
Yeah, and things have changed a bit since Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in regards to security?
Yeah, just
to... Oh, because it was slightly. Illegal before, so it really had to be super amazing. And now it's chill.
Yeah, so there's a little bit more leeway, you know, each... company can decide how they want to manage their security to a certain extent as of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So now you look back and go, why did we spend so much money in security? No, you still had to do it.
Yeah, we had to do it. Yeah. Yeah, we had no choice.
When I say it, you guys are the makers of the Tragically Hips pod. Is there anything dodgy about the way I said that?
No. The Hip are our major shareholders and absolutely not. No, they're a huge part of what we do.
Yeah.
Yep. Where we've been, where we're going, absolutely.
Katie Yorochi is the horticulture manager for Up Cannabis. Katie oversees the cultivation and post-harvest process at the company's state-of-the-art Brantford, Ontario facility, managing the growth cycle of the company's crop, keeping the plants healthy and optimized. Do you play music to them?
I do, yeah.
You do not?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you play the Hip?
No, I play a lot of original music, actually.
Oh, you like, what, you sing to them yourself?
No, like I make my own songs.
You do not.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing
this
doing
little
forever.
Pot of mine. Okay, so what do you say to me who comes out of the – and I'm not there anymore. I want to preface by saying this. But I came out of the evangelical Jesus tribe that has – your gum is so loud. He just spits it out of his hand.
Did you really hear my gum?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
I've been chewing it for 10 minutes.
I know.
That's your own fault.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, so Jesus people are, you know, I'm sure you've come across a few who are freaking out over pot.
I haven't, to be honest. Okay. No.
Don't hang around them.
I just haven't crossed paths.
Well, they used to say, and we're going to talk about this later, so your job is not to to get all ethical or moral or religious in this conversation, but I'm just letting you know that I've come from that world where the default, in order to not really think it through, was, well, it's illegal, so don't do it. So who knew that it was a little more nuanced than that? We're going to discuss that later. But can you just help me? I'm just trying to tell you what an idiot I am when it comes to pot.
Okay.
Okay? I have just discovered in the last year that there is some pot. Is pot a – that's the right word, right? No? No.
We use cannabis.
Yeah. Cannabis. Okay. Yeah. There is some cannabis. Ooh, it just sounds smarter. That – it helps your brain get all stimulated, and you think you start solving the world's problems.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan probably smokes that before his shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other cannabis that you smoke that helps you just chill and go to sleep. And then there's other cannabis that helps with back pain or oils and stuff. And then there's the edible stuff. Like, dude, I don't know what is going on. I have no idea. So let's talk about the stuff that gets you high.
Okay, so you're
and is that a bad word too? Get you high? Is that
no?
No.
No. Okay.
No. So what you're talking about are the different cannabinoids.
Ooh, I like that word, cannabinoids.
In different strains. So
yeah, different strains. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or cultivars. So there's two main cannabinoids that we hear: the THC and the CBD.
Oh, here we go. The letters, frig. Remember that?
Yeah.
But everybody knows what THC is,
dude.
So that's the one that gets you high. Is the psychoactive.
So THC, mm-hmm. Does all marijuana have THC in it?
No.
Could
be very, very, very tiny.
So the ones that the Jesus people might not freak out over as much is the one with the really tiny bit of hysterical stuff in it.
Yeah.
Well, no, what's it called again? Hallucinatory. No.
Psychoactive.
That's the word.
Yeah. So, and then there are strains like what you're describing that just have, their major component would be CBD, cannabidiol, and that's a non-psychoactive cannabinoid that helps with pain relief, relaxation, anti-inflammatory, it's medicinal.
The first letters again were what? T?
THC.
THC. Mm-hmm. And that's the tripping out stuff. That's the drug, man.
Yes.
Okay. I'm an idiot. And then what was the other one? CBD?
Yes.
CBD. And that's the, ooh, this helps my body. This helps my arthritis.
Like my mother takes CBD.
Your mother?
A form of CBD, yeah.
And how does she take it?
She takes it in a tea, and I think she takes it in something else. Like, she was prescribed by her doctor. She had a really, really bad menopause, like, years and years ago, and she hasn't quite. Geez. But they give it to her for anti-inflammatories,
it's just awkward right now.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
This is important because. Because I'm trying to – like this might be the first time that we've had normal – you guys are representative of the normal marijuana population, educated, understanding the business side, on a Jesus station. It's never happened before.
Were you expecting Joe Spicoli to show up and that kind of what you were hoping?
Yeah. Katie, does it drive you nuts, the stereotype that's out there? Because does it or no?
No, it doesn't drive me nuts. It didn't. It's just like I understand where the stereotype comes from.
Right.
But our company is filled with scientists and business people and engineers.
Yeah.
And on a day-to-day basis, there's tons of educated people in our company.
Yeah.
And so the people behind growing this stuff are just normal, educated,
right,
regular old people.
Yeah. Okay. Does it actually kind of blow your mind a little bit that I don't know what these letters mean? Like, are you sitting there going, how does this guy not know what THC is? He's 51.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, we just, that's, I've not had anything to do with your world, ever.
But they talk about it in school, like stay away from drugs, like THC.
You know how long it's been since I've been in school? We didn't talk about it back then.
Yeah?
No.
Marijuana was invented back then.
Right. No one was alive back then.
Oh, stop. If I have some kind of physical ailment, and I don't want to, maybe I have some ethical thing that says, I'm supposed to treat my body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, so inhaling smoke is not good for my lungs, no matter what kind of smoke it is. But I still believe that there might be some physical benefits to getting the CBD inside me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would do what?
So you could vape. So vaporizing heats up the substance to a temperature that decarboxylates the molecules so that they're active in your body. We don't need to get, I don't know how much detail you want to get into right now, but so vaping is not smoke. So it just heats up the substance just so that it vaporizes.
Are you saying that the kids with the big vaping things that blow 4 million
smoke.
Tons
it's not
of
smoke. It's not combustion.
It's not, yeah, it's not exactly combustion or smoke.
But it's still not good for the lungs, though, isn't it?
Well,
nobody knows, really, do they?
I guess, yeah, I mean.
We'll get some research. We will in, you know, 5 years.
Okay, so one option is vaping.
Mm-hmm.
What's another option?
Oil. So cannabinoids are oil soluble, so there are dilutions in like MCT oil, which is a coconut oil derived.
Another letter thing. What is it?
Let's just say coconut oil.
Oh, okay.
It's a type of coconut oil.
Yeah, okay.
And so there's a certain percentage of oils that you can get from a licensed producer that still have CBD and or THC.
Right. And then you mix the oil into whatever you want. How do you know with the dosage and stuff? Does it come with a prescription or recipe or?
So if you had a medical license, then you would have had a doctor that would have prescribed a certain amount.
Okay.
A certain milligrams.
CBD.
Of CBD per day.
Okay.
And then.
Is it like oregano oil where you put it under your tongue, or does it have to be in something that you digest?
It doesn't matter, like really. It just needs to get into your mouth.
Oh, it does. Okay. Yeah. What about a massage or oil on your skin? Can
there
you absorb?
There is transdermal absorption. There's
transdermal
still
absorption.
Studies being done.
Good name for a band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Transdermal absorption.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't feel weird about the CBD stuff,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure everyone has just exhaled about. You know, oh, I'm glad he's not weird about it. Yeah. You know, there's the THC. I want to know, what's the danger behind that? Now, what I've heard and read a lot lately has been the whole, well, developing brains, it does have an impact on, a negative impact. So that's why it's especially important for minors not to be doing this. Now, I know corporately you have to say that, but have you seen that same research?
As a grower, I don't tend to look into that research.
Right.
Like, I haven't really spent a lot of time reviewing that myself.
Okay. So when I walked into the plant room, take us through that, because I want people to see what I saw, but I need you to explain it. So there's the one room that has all the mother plants.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mother load.
Yes.
And they what you do with
that is a band name.
That is a band name. That's good. What that is I'm going to say stuff and you tell me if I'm wrong. That's how this goes.
Okay.
So walk in the room, there's all these plants, it's called the mother plants, and they've got tubes jammed into the base, and that's the hydration system that's all automatic, and there's mm-hmm. lighting that's all automatic. And you take off snippets of that to those mothers, and you plant them in other things, then they grow, and those are like the kids.
Yes, sure. Yeah, we call them babies.
Okay. It's like taking
they're
the
babies.
Yes, okay.
Well, right. The plants are female, that's why they're called mothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Idiot. Now, in that mother room, there are a variety of mothers?
Yes, there's many different strains in the mother room.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
How many are there? And is it endless? Are they just going to keep grafting two together? And
so how many cannabis strains are there? Oh, I don't know, like hundreds and hundreds.
Really?
Yeah.
And they all impact you differently?
Yes, because, well, I mean, some may be similar to each other. You know, there are tomatoes that different cultivars are tomatoes that you really couldn't tell how different they are by eyesight.
Right. But it is about impact. I don't care what they look like, what they smell like.
It's right.
What does it do to me?
Right. And so the impact is based on what is the concentration of THC versus CBD versus other cannabinoids that we haven't even gotten into yet. There are more.
Okay.
There are like 66 to 100 plus that are being mm-hmm. identified continuously. And then there's the terpenes. So
what?
Terpenes are components of essential oils that make them smell. So they're aromatic or organic compounds. Okay. So you have lavender oil.
Yeah.
What makes lavender oil smell like lavender is predominantly a compound called linalool. That's a terpene or a terpenoid.
Does what was the word we're using again?
Cannabis.
Does cannabis terpene, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Does cannabis terpene have an effect on? Oh, it does. So it's not like, oh, it smells nice. Mm-mm. It'll make you all loopy?
No, that's like saying like lavender oil will make you loopy.
Right, well, that's what I'm asking.
That so it won't, just, but it may affect you. It may have a sedative effect, and it may help you get to bed a little easier at night.
Right. Like, ooh, I like the smell of lavender. It helps me sleep. Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of thing.
Except liking the smell of it is not the same as it having a physiological effect on you, which it does. So what we were getting at is that the terpenes play into the effects of a certain strain because there's different terpenes that comprise its profile.
Yeah.
And a strain with a certain terpene profile will affect you differently than a strain with a different terpene profile.
I have a question. Would you agree that now with the knowledge that we have of cannabis and everything that we're beginning to like find out, that the high stoner thing is probably only 20% of the actual cannabis thing, like 80% of its medicinal and some of the oils and some of its other functions?
How would you measure that though?
Because I don't hear, like, whenever I talk to people that are big weed smokers that are very into that, the medicinal stuff is all they talk about. Very rarely do I hear smoking a joint. I don't hear that stuff anymore.
They talk about it because it's just more socially acceptable to talk about medicinal things rather than, dude, I got the best high the other day.
I just don't see people sitting around smoking joints like they used to. They all have the little EpiPens with, like, the little
I would, if oils. We were to go back in time, 100 and so years ago Prohibition, I would say we'd probably be having the same conversation, right? And now you've got craft beers and derivatives of those craft beers and one company making 13, 15, 18.
Right.
Well, I think we're on that same, we're on that same path.
Travis, I need you to come into this conversation because the process was so interesting. This is supposed to be educational here. So get our listeners to understand that you guys, first of all, where do you get your weed from? Sorry. Your what?
Cannabis.
Where do you get your cannabis from? And then you bring in the mothers, and then you make the children grow, and then you harvest the children, and then you sell the parts of the children. This is not sounding right. Like, what is the whole process? How do you explain it to me in the most concise way possible?
Yeah, we bought a one-time deal from another LP.
What's LP?
Licensed producer.
Okay.
Took those plants, essentially mothered them into mother plants.
Yep.
Got babies, put those babies into cubes, those babies grow up, we kill the babies. We dry them.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We dry the babies.
Yeah.
And then we package them and sell them.
And that whole process from, I don't know, can you even measure start to finish how long that takes?
Yeah. Yes, around 13 weeks.
Oh, okay. Guess you can't measure it.
Yeah, we've got it, like, people like Katie.
People and our like teams, her?
Yeah, people extremely smart like Katie. We've got it down to, we've dialed in at this point.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What's the way that you do it that differs from maybe other people? Because just from the outsiders, the ignorant outsiders' point of view, which I'll take for that role today, dude, it looked like a smooth operation. There's a bada bing, bada boom kind of thing going on there that is just...
Yeah, it's smooth now.
It wasn't now.
No, this has been a massive, massive learning curve for everyone involved.
Tell
me
about a failure. I love hearing about people's failures. Just something you guys went, oh man, we sucked at that.
It's not easy to consistently grow cannabis and get the same end product every time. It's not easy. It's easy to grow it. It will grow. It's a plant, right? You feed it water. You feed it, you give it some nutrients and away it goes and some light. But at the end of the day, we're trying to replicate and create consistency. So when our product goes out, it is consistent every single time.
Yeah.
Right? That's difficult. Because environmental conditions,
because
you guys talked about, and I think you were maybe the one to tell me about this originally, Katie, that figuring out the lighting stuff. Mm-hmm. Impacts things so much. The temperature impacts it. The amount of water is scientifically measured. Not scientific. It's mathematically measured and injected based on timers. And you guys even take, correct me if I'm wrong here, take the city water, take out everything so that it's just, it's got nothing in it. No chlorine, no nothing, no nutrients.
Yeah.
And then re-add the stuff that the plants need.
Yeah.
Because you can't just trust that the water supply is at an equal performance level all the time.
And we know that Brantford water is heavily chlorinated, being Grand River sourced.
Yeah.
So we have to take all that chlorine out because the plants don't like all that. And then we start fresh, and then we add what they need in.
Right now we're talking about cannabis. And Travis is here in studio, and Katie is here in studio, and they're both with Up Cannabis. You know what I forgot to do this. I was going to print off the way you guys have branded yourself on your website. The way things are worded, I don't know how to describe this. It's very cool is a lame way to say this. But you're just there's an authentic thing there. It just seems very, very relatable, very clean to understand way of branding yourself. Did you have something to do with that?
I didn't, but cool is the right word.
It was the right
word? Yeah, it was good. I like that. Yeah, yeah. No, that's our sales and marketing team, and they're awesome.
They're amazing. Good.
Yep. This is years in the works.
So how do I get your product, right? I'm not a marijuana guy. I'm not a cannabis guy.
Yep.
I don't think it's a moral thing. I think it's I get motion sick really, really easily. Like I get motion sick in go-karts. And I've tried stuff before in my past, and I just get the flat spins way too easily, and I get sick. So I just don't even bother.
So you've tried stuff but not cannabis?
No, I tried cannabis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I get swirly and spinny.
You get weird.
I get weird.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be weird.
So find a strain that's right for you. So
find a strain that's right for you.
Because typically something will be the button to push.
Right.
Yeah. So there'll be a little bit of experimentation. To get back to your first question, to order our stuff, cool stuff, as you put it, you'll go on to the OCS website, the Ontario Cannabis Store.
Oh.
And you will order at your leisure.
Did you know this, Tim?
I'm learning now, and I'm writing it all down.
Because you're a teacher. You should know this stuff, man.
Yeah.
So you don't go to Up Cannabis?
No, absolutely not. Not right now.
Oh, because you're not allowed to buy from you guys. You have to go to the government stuff.
To the liquor board.
Oh, correct. That's what it is, eh? Yeah. They did that.
Yeah.
I just don't care about this stuff. Now I care. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So you should go on and order yourself some and experiment.
I still feel guilty. It's so interesting. I'm like, you see my body language. I feel bad. We're talking about this in the Jesus scene because it's always been, which is Greek for sin or something. I don't know what that sound was, but yeah.
Is that as alcohol?
It used to be huge. Oh, it was a huge thing. The Jesus people, like we're talking about the evangelical scene, right? So the Catholics, they drank. The United Church folks, they drank. The Presbyterians, they drank. But the, you know, the Baptists and the Pentecostals, they hid their drinking.
Maybe like they're hiding or have hid their cannabis.
Oh, there's no question. I know Jesus people that do it, and it's not a, I don't know, man, because now we're going to talk about this in a bit. Again, this isn't your role here, so let's steer clear of that conversation. But what I'm trying to say is I still have, you know, there's a segment of the population, you guys know this, that are still like,
yep.
So if it's identified as a medicine and there are clear medical benefits, then...
Then what's your problem?
Then Well, I'm just like, how different is it than Benadryl? Or aspirin, because it's what I was going to mention before is dosing is very important. So if you overdose on Benadryl, you're going to feel loopy.
Oh, wait, write that down.
Well, it's also like, I have to chime in here, like it's also like the problem where cannabis got looped in with cocaine and heroin and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like they're not, like trust me from experience, they're not the same thing. Like, like it's just not the same animal. And to think that smoking a joint and getting a little bit high is the same as going and putting a needle in your arm. Because that's what the argument's always been.
Yeah,
it's a drug. It's addictive. It's this and that.
Gateway drug. That's the big phrase we were taught.
That's a beautiful term anyway.
How are you going to talk? You don't have a mic.
I'll grab one.
Okay, go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim the Tool.
I heard
you're so loud.
Another theory.
Yes.
That the cotton farmers managed to connect hemp and cannabis and convince the American government that hemp is drugs, it's bad, whereas actually it's a better, you know, fabric and it had nothing to do with the drugs itself.
Really? Yeah. Is that like, who's that guy, the conspiracy? Is that a real thing? Does anybody know if that's real?
I've heard it.
Yeah, I've heard it as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What would you And I'll just kind of lay this out there for you right now, because I look, Katie, I really appreciate the I don't know how to say this without sounding condescending. It helps me chill when I know there's smart people involved in this.
Okay.
Right? How condescending did that sound? So what is the number one thing that you would want to say? Like, you've got a ton of God people and faith people, and they're all from all walks. Okay. Liberals, conservatives, all, you know, pagans, all sorts of people. Well, pagans don't have a problem with it. Yeah. But, right, so let's talk to the conservative element. Mm-hmm. How do you get them to just take a pill?
So are we talking about how to get that group of people to feel positive about legalization?
Yes.
Okay. So legalization, well, there's things like eventually hoping to cut into the black market and stuff, right? To cut down on crime.
Right.
But I don't want to get into that because it's not my area of expertise.
Okay,
but,
okay, yeah.
But I would say that legalization is helping with the quality of the product. So you know it's been grown in a facility like ours, okay, where we're clean and the product is ultra clean.
Yes. Yeah.
And then on the product that you can buy from the OCS, it tells you what it is. It tells you how much THC or CBD is in it, and therefore you can dose appropriately. So if you buy weed illegally on the street, you don't know what it is. You don't know how much THC is in that product.
Or oregano.
Whatever. Or if it's laced with something, but that's a different story.
I bought a bag of oregano when I was a kid.
Yeah, they were selling it on the school bus when I was in
high
school.
That's where your cannabis exposure
yeah.
went.
So. Yeah.
So what I'm getting at is that now you can get a good idea of what dose is appropriate for you for something like pain relief.
Yes.
Because the dose for getting high versus a dose for settling muscle pains or helping with menopause issues, they're not the same. So you could dose appropriately for your condition.
Right.
And you can do that with the knowledge that you have an illegal market.
Well, it's also like, where are you going to go get your medicine from? Like, say, for example, like you want to go buy weed, like you have options. You can go to like a really nice facility that sells it professionally that gives you the doses, or you can go to Rocco on the street on 76 and go buy it from like and take your chances. But like, let common sense like sort of drip from your tongue at that point. Like, it's pretty simple to figure out where you should go get your
But you guys are all substantially younger than I am, and I still have that. I don't think it's just the religious stuff in my background, which I've jettisoned most of. I think there is a cultural phenomena that there's an adjustment for, you know, older people to kind of go, wow, really? This is now a legit legal thing. That's a huge pendulum swing in our heads.
Yeah. It's sort of like, you know, I'll speak for myself, but it's sort of along the lines of me looking at cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like big faux pas. Right?
That's the pariah like
that's
now.
The same, we're, you
is
know,
that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That cigarette smokers are now the pariah of society?
We know exactly what happens to you if you have long exposure to cigarettes, right? That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
So I would look at that the same way. I would say that, you know, what you're saying and what I'm saying are sort of,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's such a weird time, man. How long has it been? 90-something years?
Something like that. Was it the 20s? I don't know, actually, when Jefferson. It was. Pardon?
I think Jefferson was a consumer of cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
But they made, you could get it in medicines in the early 20th mm-hmm. century, and then at some point in the early 20th century, it was illegal.
Let's start using names. So I finally wrapped my head around, and we're just about done here, but I just thought about this. You guys drove all this way and came here, and I really appreciate this. We're going to get a preacher guy on. And we're going to talk about that cross-section that we said we weren't going to talk about with you guys. We're going to get him on. He's going to come on the phone and talk to us about that. I don't know if you want to hang around for that or if you want to run away, but you are more than welcome to. And then we're going to open up the phone lines and get people's reaction to this whole thing, all right? You can stay there and be quiet because my job is to defend you because I'm fans of your company, Up Cannabis. I took the tour. I went and seen the place. Unbelievable. Like, just from a business point of view, fantastic. From a security point of view, from a health point of view. Not health. What am I saying? Yeah, just,
medicinal?
You know, but it's clean. It's a clean joint is what I'm... A clean joint. Really?
Yeah.